You may have heard of TED. No, not some guy, but the four-day conference that takes place annually in California and the UK for 25 years now. The way it works is 50 speakers are invited to talk for 18 minutes at the TED conference. Videos of some 700 TED Talks are available online for free. Well, a group of folks in Bloomington has organized an event in the spirit of TED that will bring together local, national, and international speakers on May 14th. TEDx Bloomington is the first such event in the state of Indiana. I'm speaking today with two folks who will be able to tell me more about TEDx Bloomington and its theme, The Wisdom of Play.
My name is Maarten Bout, by day the marketing director for the Buskirk-Chumley Theater, by night the fearless sponsorship coordinator for TEDx Bloomington.
Although he's here during the day, but still. I am Lucy Englert McKean, and I am co-curator of TEDx Bloomington.
Well, let me go through my list here. So I collected some names of speakers that are coming. So I'll say a name and who they are, and then you guys give me two or three words people can keep in their minds as catchphrases for this person. Let's see if it'll work.
A little wisdom of play game.
Ah.
There we go.
Bingo. Co-founder of Girls Rock Indianapolis, Lindsay Manfredi.
Rock and roll.
Empowering girls.
Founder of Improv Everywhere, Charlie Todd.
Hysterical fun.
Look behind you because there might be a prank played on you.
World champion disabled ski racer, Muffy Davis.
Crash into a tree and transform your life.
And Bloomington City Council member and Lotus Festival MC, Stephen Volan.
He might take the cake.
Whoa. There must be something about being in the audience for a TED event, because you could just go online and watch all the 700 videos in the comfort of your living room if you wanted. But there's got to be something about being there.
The one thing that I hear people say when they talk about their experience is that it's very inspiring to exchange thoughts immediately when you hear them. Also, one thing about conferences that's always struck me as the most useful thing of going there is networking with people that subscribe to the idea of social engagement in response to great ideas. And I think that is one of the promising things about TEDx Bloomington, because in Bloomington already there is a great culture of social engagement, and making sure that those people get into the same room together, that has incredible potential. And we're really looking forward to what happens after the conference, whether that people will go out of the theater and basically start nonprofits or go volunteer or start a new business.
On the website, it says, being a part of the audience at a TED event is as important as speaking on stage. So what are you guys expecting of your audience members?
This isn't an audience, you know, like a musical event where you go and you sit and you listen and you talk to the people you came with and you go home. This really is an opening to creating a TEDx Bloomington community.
And we should say that this is just one day, right? This is May 14th?
It is just May 14th, but... And Lucy was already inhaling for starting to talk about the whole week of events.
We know we won't be able to put everybody in Bloomington into the bus chum for that day. So we wanted to have lots of opportunities for people in the town to be able to participate in some way or another. So one of the things that we're going to have is a serious games arcade. We're also working on some art projects to happen in town. There's going to be a T-shirt puzzle, which will be fun. There's going to be an infinite canvas set up around town so that people will be able to interact in lots of ways. There are a bunch of things on tap.
Updates to the TEDx Bloomington event are taking place every day, so check out their website for the most up-to-date information and list of happenings. Get access to that through our website, wfiu.org/arts.